Alexei Kaichi is a throat singer, voicing the epic ballads of his native land, the Altai.
I truly stand for worshiping the hills, the mountain passes, and the water springs, because, as I was taught, every part of the land is a deity.
For centuries, these mountains, the tallest in Siberia, kept Altai isolated on Russia's border with Mongolia, China, and Kazakhstan. But last year, the runway at Altai's only airport was doubled in size. And in June, jets started bringing tourists directly from Moscow, Europe's most populous city. They come to drink the milk of horses and to admire clear, glacier-fed rivers flowing from Altai's golden mountains. Галина Топтигина opened a cultural center.
With the new airport, we get different people, and we make money with this. We have to keep tourism in our hands, offering our tourism, our services, our handicrafts.
Olga Safanova was unemployed for 3 years until she took an ecotourism course with the World Wildlife Fund, the Nature Conservation Group. She now sells woolen hats and scarves.
Tourism here is just developing, and I think it's not bad because the local people have started to prepare souvenirs, and we have traditions and customs that attract tourists and earn money.
But some big city tourists do not share the mountain people's reverence for land. Here in Russia's remote Altai, on the border with China and Mongolia, there's a new stress between age-old natural beauty and unchecked tourism. Igor Kamikov says the first step is to get local communities to see that their jobs depend on a pristine environment.
We prepare local guides. We try very hard to give them the possibilities to sell locally made souvenirs in places where they can sell.
With unemployment high, nature tourism could provide jobs for the next generation growing up in Russia's faraway Altai. James Brook, VOA News, Altai, Russia.